Have you ever been judged because of what you believe in? Pretty sure most, if not all of us, have at some point in our lives experienced that. But how often do we follow our beliefs when no one's there to remind us, or no one's there to watch us? In Daniel chapters 1 and 6, where we'll be in most of this morning, we see examples of a man named Daniel who stuck with his beliefs in every possible situation. How did he get in the situation in the first place? It started with the divided kingdom of the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Both nations had evil kings, and eventually they became so evil that God let other countries invade them. The nation of Babylon went to capture the southern kingdom of Judah, where Daniel lived. They destroyed everything, even the temple. And they took everyone captive. The king of Nebuchadnezzar had a special request, though. He wanted certain young men who were smart and good-looking to work in his court. We see this in Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. They were brought to be trained to be in the king's court. Nebuchadnezzar gave the trainees meat and wine for them to have while they were working for him. But the meat and wine was forbidden for the Jews. Daniel knew this. He could have just gone with it, could have stayed back in the crowd, not really made himself known, or he could have stood up and followed what God would want him to do and not partake of it. And that's what he did. And he, he wasn't expected to do it by anyone else there. He just automatically made the decision to do it. And in Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, it shows that God honored his choice. It says, "As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." So God gave him knowledge and other skills that surpassed all the other people that he was working with to prove himself. Now in chapter 6, a new king came onto the scene, King Darius. Now, King Darius became good friends with Daniel. He even wanted to give Daniel the entire kingdom. But the other governors that Daniel was with became jealous. Why should Daniel get the whole kingdom when they've worked just as hard? Why is he so special? So they came up with a plan to get rid of Daniel, but they couldn't find anything wrong with him. They couldn't find anything to pin against him, so they used his faith. They tricked Darius into outlawing all outside worship for a good 30 days. Now, instead of waiting 30 days, Daniel just went ahead and prayed. He didn't want to stop worshiping God. So the governors took him to Darius, and Darius sadly put him into the lion's den. But God honored what Daniel had done, and he protected him in the lion's den. He did this because of Daniel's faith and trust. This week in LTC, like Mom said, we've all been learning how everything in the Bible points to Jesus. How does Daniel point to Jesus? How does his story reflect what Jesus did? In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, we see that Daniel decided to do what God would want him to do. He, instead of staying hidden, staying back, and trying to almost fit in, he decided to do what God would want him to do. In Matthew 4, verses 1 and 11, we see Jesus resisting temptation when the easy way out would have been just to go along with it. So both of these men could have used the easy way out to do what they wanted to do, but they saw doing what God would want them to do is more important. So what are we supposed to do with Daniel's story? God gave us the Bible to learn and to apply it to our lives. So how can we do that? We can follow Daniel's example. Daniel didn't back down from his belief, even against a lion's den, which is one of the most scary things I can imagine. As Christians, when we need to defend or fight for our faith, we need to be willing to do it. We need to be willing to even die for our faith, for God, if possible. Daniel was sent to remind his people of God's power and promises. He exhibited this by standing up for what he believed in, even up against the most powerful man of the time, King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, if you're up against the most powerful man, when what would you think? What would you want to do? You probably want to stay on his good side, right? Because he probably cut your head off. But Daniel was sent as a prophet by God and became almost the embodiment of God's promise and message to the people. So he stood up for what he believed in. Just like Jesus became the savior embodiment of the gospel for us today and went on the cross for our sins. So we should defend our belief and tell others about it too, and follow these brave men's decisions.